Good to see everybody back. Glad you made it back safe.
You made it back safe?
Yes.
What was that trip like?
Happy flight. That was a happy flight.
Were you able to watch live television during the flight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was TVs on the plane. Got to see a little bit of the AFC Championship and things like that.
And how do you balance your joy as a brother with your determination as a coach?
Well, I think it's a blessing and a curse. A blessing because, that is my brother's team. And also, personally, I played for the Ravens. Great respect for their organization. Worked with Ozzie Newsome and Art Modell. His love and passion for the National Football League. Know many of the Baltimore Ravens players and have a great respect for them and their team. And I'm happy for them. Happy for us that we've made it to this point. The curse part would be that, the talk of, two brothers playing in the Super Bowl and what that takes away from, the players that are in the game. And, every moment that you're talking about myself or John, that's less time that the players are going to be talked about. And I just feel like, the saying that victory knows no orphans or victory has 1,000 fathers, I think is true. And I just feel like the fighters are first, the ones that are playing in the game, the players, they're the ones that have the most to do with it. And they're the ones that we should be talking about.
Jim, obviously it's a very unusual situation and you've been around. I mean, you can see, and it's going to be a huge when you get there next week. That's what everybody's going to talk about. Not the only thing, but so much of it, because it is so unusual.
Yes, I mean, that's definitely a possibility. I can take a pass, personally, from that, because, I can choose to take the approach that, this is our football team, and we have to do what's best for our football team to win the next game. And, our focus is always that. So it's easy to do that. The next game is the biggest game. The opponent we're playing, is the opponent. We have to prepare. It doesn't matter who the coach is or, what relationship you have with somebody on the opposite side. You're trying to beat them. So, that'll be my approach.
Are you saying that you're going to try to not answer his questions about you and your brother next week?
As few as possible. As few as possible, and make it about the game and the players playing in the game.
Does a part of it help that you guys played last year on Thanksgiving already?
Really getting to know the Ravens and who they are now, I think, will be the big thing. We've already seen in teams that we played this year early in the season and then played them later in the season that the dynamic on their team changes. Personnel scheme changes pretty drastically. So as we get through this, we'll have a better idea. But that would be my guess, that this is completely new business and different personnel, different schemes with both teams.
Have you talked to your brother after he won, and is there a cutoff point where you guys won't talk anymore?
I don't know if there's any rule or cutoff, but no, we haven't spoken. A couple texts, and I imagine that won't be much more. Pretty busy getting ready.
Coach, what did you learn about Colin, given the adversity you had to deal with in both playoff games and how he came through for you in different styles? What did you take away? What do you know more about him now than you did before the playoffs started?
I don't really. It's a list I don't have. All the bullet points on. He's done great. He acquitted himself. Really, in every test he's been given. A lot of people have have talked about Colin, you know, see how he does in this situation, see how, well, the next game will, you know, prove something. You know, well, we'll see how he does in the playoffs now and see how he does in a road playoff, you know. But, you know, he's at every phase, he's acquitted himself very well, and he played great in this last ball game. Very pleased.
Yeah, when you talk about the emergence of Vernon Davis, his first big game since against the Bears, has it been really just getting over that hump of having a big game for him?
No humps that Vernon needed to get over, in our opinion.
Jim, do your parents plan to go to this game? They've so far, from what I understand, enjoyed their couch for their position to watch you guys. But is this different this week, or do you know yet what their plans are?
I think they'll be there.
Okay. Greg Roman said that that week off, the bye, was really important as far as putting together a game plan, altering the approach a little bit or adjusting the approach for the Packers. Do you expect this week that there will be similar type of developments as far as working together a Ravens-specific game plan?
Very possible. you know, both teams will have that advantage, and you know, you'd like your opponent to think about all the possibilities. So, you know, we'll leave all those open as possibilities.
What's your itinerary for this? What you plan to do as far as the players out on the field?
We'll get that. I know you need access. We'll get that schedule to you.
Jim, I think you're going to be asked too about your kicker. You brought another guy in. He's gone. You can't bring him back, as I understand. And are you going to make any decisions? Are you just going to let it go for a while, or what? Obviously, it was a huge miss, and that brought up the question: can he still make field goals?
The decisions are been made. David Akers is our kicker.
I noticed you before the game. You were studying him quite a bit, quite closely. What did you see from him just in warm-ups?
That's pretty much every game. This was no different. I enjoy watching both kickers pregame. And he had an outstanding pregame. Missed one 60-yarder, but was hitting the ball really well.
When you guys fell behind yesterday, Frank Gore looked like he was in your ear quite a bit there on the sidelines. What was he talking about, and how would you assess the way Frank played yesterday when he finally started running?
Outstanding performance by Frank Gore, one of the all-time great competitors in the National Football League, and nobody does it better than Frank Gore. And sometimes we do have conversations on the sideline, and what he sees, what he thinks will work, and we bat it around, sometimes during the game, sometimes on the practice field, sometimes in meetings, but it's always beneficial to our team to get his input.
Jim, I know you're not ready necessarily to announce your schedule, but are you of the belief that spending the week here, get your whole game plan set here in town before you travel, or do you have a philosophy on it?
Yeah, we have a philosophy. We have a schedule, and we'll keep that to ourselves. Keep that close to the vest.
Coach, what did you enjoy most about Dewan Brooks in that last stand, the third down play, and the pressure that he's able to get on Matt Ryan?
He's got a penchant for doing that. He's I think back in several situations, where the team. Driving at the end of the game, and Ahmad Brooks, two out of the three downs, makes the big play. In this case, getting to the quarterback, rushing the quarterback, the play where he jumped up and batted the ball down. Matt Ryan had a receiver, and looked like that was going to be completed if he doesn't get that done. So. If we think back to the Green Bay game earlier in the season, the first one, the opener. And there's been times where it's been three out of three on the down to stop a drive in a critical situation. So when I think about it, I was elated, and he was working through some things. He had had a bit of a injury in the first half and just overcame it and made the big stop for us.
So I was with fans yesterday who were really excited. It's been 18 years. They're hoping that this is the start of a dynasty again. Talk about the fan stuff and the excitement that that they're going to be channeling through this team.
Well, if, I don't know if I really talked about it enough or expressed just how I feel about our fans and the way they supported our team all year long. We really feel like we have a home field advantage when we play in Candlestick. It's a great relationship that the Bay Area, the state of California, the city of Santa Clara, San Francisco, and the whole peninsula has with the 49ers. So I just appreciate it, and I'm thankful for our fan base and our fan support.
Jim, growing up, I'm sure you dream or talk about the vision for going to pass in the Super Bowl. Did you, given your dad's background, did you envision or dream much about coaching in the Super Bowl?
I can't think I had that dream. But I will share this with you, that just the way Colin Kaepernick runs, the gracefulness of his stride, the ground that he covers, it reminds me of me when I run. And then I wake up.
Jim, can you understand why the Cubs, with Colin's arm, why they took a shot that they might be able to convince him to play baseball several years ago? At least, why not? Why not try to get that guy on a pitcher's mound? Try to talk him out of football. I mean, you can probably appreciate their efforts.
Yes, you can. He's a man for all seasons. He tremendous football player, basketball player, baseball player. A tremendous athlete with a lot of gifts of God and a tremendous competitive fire and readiness and willingness to compete and to be able to make cool-headed decisions under fire. I mean, who wouldn't want a player like that, baseball or football?
There was so much focus on his running after the Green Bay game. Do you think he opened some eyes, at least around the country, in terms of how accurate and a passer he is and smart passer?
Yeah, he threw the ball exceptionally well. And again, the word we used a couple weeks ago was piercing with his throws. I know we used that after the New England game and Green Bay game. But, he's accurate and has the ability to drive the ball, through the defense. And once again, that was displayed yesterday, and maybe there were people around the country that saw that for the first time.
Coach, how much have you enjoyed Michael Wilhoit's kind of rise to the team, being represented as a special teams captain, a guy like that working his way onto the 53-man roster?
Well, definitely earned, and you talk about the concept of a meritocracy on a football team, and that's your shining star, that's your shining light, one of them, Michael Wilhoit, and the players knew that, and evidenced by the way he plays and produces in practice and in games, and that was a popular announcement, announcing Michael Wilhoit as the special teams captain. Did you ask me how I felt about it?
Just the way to see a player like that work his way onto the roster, and it means really means something to the team. Just enjoy the fact that your guys like that work their way up to the ranks.
Well, everybody sees it. Everybody appreciates it, and that elevates a player on a team in the eyes of everyone on that team. So, great example of it.
Can you point to anything, at San Diego and at Stanford, maybe one major thing you learned in each each step that you're still applying right here today as you head to the Super Bowl?
No, I can't really think of one thing at each of those steps that we're still applying. I have to probably give that quite a bit of thought.
Too much no onion peeling today.
No, I just would need more time to really think about those things and come up with the. Okay. Maybe a few weeks before we delve into that one, but.
You know where the AT&T?
Huh?
You know where the AT&T? AT&T. Golf tournament. You won't know by then.
We know by the AT&T.
You said you need some time to think about it.
It may be a while. Yeah, it may be a while.
Jim, you've been pretty effusive in your praise, obviously, of your brother in the past. I think you once said you're not half the coach he is. What makes him such a good coach, do you think?
That's pretty well documented. Talked about that, quite a bit. He's a great football coach. Like I said earlier, a real grasp of all phases, offensively, defensively, special teams. I think he could coordinate, at least two of those phases and be as good as anybody in the league or better. And it is, it is half. I probably got half the coaching experience he does, half the amount of wins, half the amount of playoff appearances, all those things. So, but again, it's not about us. I'll keep coming back to that. But very, very proud of my brother, and love him. And, that's the blessing part, that's happening to him. This is happening to him.
Couple more, please.
Jim, why did Chad Hall step over A.J. Jenkins on the depth chart yesterday?
Can't make that statement. I don't.
Why was Chad Hall? Why did you elevate him?
Elevate him to the 53?
Yeah, and then he played.
Yeah, he was activated on the 53, and we had a specific play that we felt Chad would be very good at, and that play got called in the game.
Is that when you look at, you have your two wideouts who are playing a lot, the other three guys are kind of mix and match a little bit. Is that how you do that? Kind of have a specific set of plays for each of them?
Well, there that does occur, and also they have to be ready to go in, in case somebody goes down. With the whole game plan in mind, but AJ was ahead of Chad on the depth chart. Had something happened to Michael or Randy.
Last one.
When you finally saw the replay of the play you challenged late in the game yesterday, did you agree more with the decision they explained to you, or do you still feel it was a challenge, it was a worthy challenge?
I definitely think it was a worthy challenge. Yes.
Yeah. Certainly looked like it in TV.
Yeah, probably merits a really, good football conversation. It definitely seemed like the ball was, or the ground was helping make the catch, and seemed like the ball moved, and even when the ball came up, lost contact with the ground, then it immediately, was loose. So. That was, I think, incur some interesting debate. But, that was interesting.
Yeah. Fortunately, all right. It had no effect on the final score.
Yeah, had we won that challenge, we would have won the game, right? But I do, before leaving, just also want to talk about what a tremendous game it was. I thought the play of the Atlanta Falcons was outstanding. Very physical on their defense. Flying around, making plays in the secondary at the linebacker position, defensive line. Outstanding football game from that standpoint. I thought the two special teams units battled it out the entire day. Offensively, Matt Ryan made some incredible throws, near perfection, the way he was throwing the ball. And and the receivers, the game they had was outstanding. It was a great football game, and both teams, you know, played great in that game, and we're happy that we won the game, and it was a great competitive football game.
Aside from the blown coverage, was it mostly them doing good things instead of the defense not doing good things?
Yeah, I really felt that way. You know, we had good calls, we felt, and our players were in the right position to make plays. And Matt Ryan made some great throws to receivers that have a wide bullseye of a catch radius, and he knew right where he was putting it, and they made tremendous plays. Gonzalez's touchdown, we had a good call there. You know, we had him doubled, and he did an outstanding job, as he had done earlier in the game, running his routes and catching the football. So it was that kind of day. It was a real battle, and then we made some plays of our own, and you know, fortunately that was enough to turn the tide and get us the win.
Jim, after a game like that, you know, their games were come down right to the wire, and that certainly did. And it's so important because, as everybody knows, if you don't win, you're finished.
Yeah.
Do you sort of take a deep breath and say, what a great game, or God, I'm glad we won and we're going on? What's your reaction as a coach?
Well, there's definitely finality in it, and you know, my reaction was what it was yesterday. You know, I very just appreciative, gratitude, you know, to our players, to our coaches, you know, to our organization, to you know, everybody that has their fingerprints on this, and we set out to win 3 Super Bowls this season, and 2 of those we've won, and you know, our 3rd Super Bowl is coming up in less than 2 weeks, and you know, so the feeling, how you felt is, you know, let's go to work. Let's make damn sure we go to work and get back to work and get ready for this game. But yeah, forever proud of the fighters on our team, and what they've accomplished thus far, and happy to be still playing and working.